Well, if you can get away with it, why not? You know, if your dad wants to give you a gas card and doesn't look at the bill, and you can like put all your groceries on there, and you know, buy cigarettes and beer in addition to gasoline
and ouzo,
would you not do it?
Let's look at the reason that they started this Eurozone thing in the first place, because they're all really close together, and what, it would facilitate trade or something? Like, they haven't been trading for thousands of years already. I'm not quite sure, but what I see is now you have a few of, you know, they have the low countries like Luxembourg and Belgium. That other one.
What does low mean? Like, they're not low. As valued?
No. It means they're low in altitude. They're below sea level.
Oh.
They have to have these dikes to keep the water up. So there's other group of countries in Europe called the lazy countries. And Greece is one of those.
The all-time laziest.
So yeah, they don't, no matter how much money they have and property and swimming pools, they don't like to pay taxes. They like to sit around the cafe and drink ouzo and eat feta cheese and
see, I can't criticize the Greeks because
play their balalaika.
I can't criticize the Greeks because I admire what they're
I'm not criticizing.
What they're doing. I want to do that.
Sure,
I want to sit around.
You said I was criticizing.
And
I'm
drink
describing.
Ouzo.
So what I see is these economies failing and getting bailed out by the other rich German Teutonic countries. We'll stop there. And that are more industrial or whatever. I mean, what do the Greeks do? Give boat rides to tourists? So
I think they argue.
Yeah, that's quite profitable. So I see that. I see, you know, the economy is just sort of like smushing together in an odd way. And the other thing is, I guess if you're in the Eurozone, you have to take the underclass from all the other countries in the Eurozone. The people that, you know, can't even get on welfare in their own country, that they come and get on welfare in your country. Which, other, you know, Britain and the ones that have stiff upper lips and stuff, you know, seem to welcome. They say they welcome it, but then why the hell should they welcome it? They have all the Indian food they want already. And they, what is this, like, Somalia? And they had this big empire, so they owe it to the people, right? They don't care anymore.
You it's know what like, else the Greeks do is they break plates. Can you make a living off of that?
Well, they seem to be able to do that.
I think it's just when they get really excited, and then they'll just break a plate.
Is that what austerity means?
Breaking plates?
Yeah.
Although, you know, in a way, you know, that's wasteful.
Or does it have to
they
do with...
They need to learn plate sustainability.
Does it have to do something with your stereo?
That's what happened. Somebody explained to the Greeks, you can't break any more plates. And they go, what? How will we live? It's very wasteful. The Germans are trying to explain. You can't be breaking plates all the time because those cost money.
Oh.
And the Greeks are freaking out.
And the English said, you can't have any pudding unless you eat your meat.